Facebook Creator Studio is Facebook's answer to bringing all of our publishing tools under one umbrella. This article goes in depth on Creator Studio. I will link to it in the description. You can read at length. There's even a little mini course that you can take. This is from the Business Help Center of Facebook for Business. And there's a link box here, a little box that you can click to go to Creator Studio, or you can go to facebook.com/Creator Studio and it will bring you to this platform, this interface. What's beautiful about this is that it toggles between. So I can go Facebook, I can go Instagram, and it's all done in one place. So let's say you have posted and published something on your Facebook page that you would like to now share with your IGTV channel, which is Instagram television. So what you're going to do is click on the Instagram icon. We're going to go over to create post. In this case, we're doing a demonstration of the IGTV function, not Instagram just yet, but IGTV. And you're going to identify the account in question, in this case, mine. What you'll do is you will add, and it's fairly self-explanatory in that it tells you what to do. Add the title here, describe what your video is about. And over on the left, you'll see that you can upload your video from a file from your computer or from your page. So if I were to go like this and say, okay, let's access my page content, you can see that these are all of the different videos that I have and content that I have published on my Facebook page. So let's just say it was something, I'm trying to think of something that wasn't there. Okay, so this interview with Connie Benjamin, let's say I wanted to share that with my IGTV. In fact, why not? Let's do it. I'm gonna continue to select that as the post. You can see here that it's, you can't see it very well because there's white at the top and white at the bottom. But if I wanted to, I could choose a different cover image than what is being presented there. So let's say, for example, it's giving me some auto-generated options here. None of these are fantastic. that's not really fantastic. But let's just say I wanted to choose one of these. I wonder if there's one. No, see, we can't really see Connie very well. So I'm not really happy with the different auto-generated images in this case. So what I might like to do is I might like to upload my own custom image, and I could create that in Canva, for example, and then I would save that to my computer. I would click add image, locate that on my computer, and upload that to this space. So in this case, I'm going to choose an auto-generated image for the purpose of this demonstration. And I'm going to come back over here, make sure that I have, a title, I have a description. Okay, wonderful. Here we have to scroll down, choose where to post, where your post will appear. If I want there to be a preview, meaning that on the Instagram feed, that there is a little, where all the square boxes are in the normal feed, if I want there to be a preview of this longer form IGTV content, I could make sure that this box is checked so that it puts a preview. If I do not want that to be the case, I will uncheck that box. And then I can go over here with the little arrow. You have to click on the little arrow on the right. I can now schedule this. I can save it as a draft if I wanted to, or I could schedule this out for a time in the future. So let's say I wanted this to come out tomorrow at 9:27 a.m. You can see here it's Eastern time. I could do that, and then I would say schedule. So now that content from my page is going to be scheduled. You can see it here now, scheduled to post to tomorrow morning at 9:27 on my IGTV channel. And sticking with uploading to Instagram, check out this video, how to upload to Instagram from Google Drive and from Wistia.